Today's gospel is one of Jesus' most courageous events. Might not sound very courageous that he was hanging out with his buddies, the apostles, and they go off in private, and then he's moved with compassion, and so he teaches people. Might not sound like a very courageous thing to us. It doesn't seem very dramatic, or definitely not as courageous as maybe healing lepers or going in front of the chief priests and Sadducees, those that hated him and were going to persecute him and ultimately kill him. The reason I would say it's one of Jesus' most courageous acts is it shows us that he is not afraid of anything. There's nothing that's too big or too uncertain for him to not enter into it. For him to not say, I'm willing to go into those waters of uncertainty even if I don't know how it will turn out. And in today's gospel, after having to change his plans, right, his plan is to kind of go away with the disciples, let them rest from their journeys and recover so they can continue the work, preaching and ministering to others. But all of a sudden he sees this great crowd, these people seeking out for him, seeking out for God's love, and he's moved with great compassion. Maybe he himself was even quite tired from the journeying, from not having much time to sit down and eat and be by himself. Maybe he himself, at least in a human sense, wanted a little bit of a break. But moved by compassion, he can't help but respond generously. He can't give in to that fear or concern that he won't have enough. Right? They won't have the energy to care for them. He won't have the right words, or he won't be able to fix whatever's in front of him. Instead, when he is moved with compassion, with this love for the crowd, he courageously goes and preaches to them. He courageously walks into that situation and brings the love of his Heavenly Father. Brothers and sisters, I believe that Christ looks at each of us every day, and especially every Sunday when we come into his presence at Holy Mass, in the exact same way. That he looks with us, yes, moved with compassion, with care for us in our current situation in the world, in the midst of evil, even our own personal weakness and sin. And instead of him sitting back and taking a break or wanting to do what he wants, he courageously wants to enter into our lives. That there's nothing that's too big for him to take care of, nothing that he's afraid of. And instead he says, I want to go into that mess. I want to enter into their lives and their presence so that I can bring them back to my Father. So that they can know what they were created for, that intimate relationship of being connected to the Heavenly Father. That they can know that they're provided for and cared for regardless of what's going on in their lives. That's what Jesus sees when he looks down upon us. That maybe we're not perfect yet, but there's nothing in our lives that he is afraid of. Nothing that he is not willing to walk into, to try to fix and reconnect us back to the Father. But how is it that Jesus can be that courageous? How is it that there can be nothing that he encounters, not even the opposition of the religious leaders and the government, not even being faced with persecution, physical suffering, and even the humiliating death on the cross? How can he go into all that and be courageous? Be confident that he has what it takes to be our Savior? I think the secret actually comes from our responsorial psalm. That for Jesus, he knew that God the Father was his shepherd. He knew that there would be nothing lacking if he always confided in the Father. The Father would give him what he needed. A little small confession from Father Devin today. I actually hate this psalm. Not because it's bad, it's very good, it's the Word of God. But I don't like the translation of the English. Because for most of my life when I would hear this psalm and I heard, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want, I thought, man, I am in trouble. Because Father Devin wants a lot of things, right? Father Devin would like some pizza when he's a little bit hungry, right? Father Devin wants some Oreos when he's sad or life is kind of hard, right? It makes me feel better, right? Father Devin wants the Chiefs and the Kansas Jayhawks to win, right? Like, I want those things. And I thought, Lord, if I have to get rid of all these wants and desires for you to be my shepherd, like, I don't think I can do that. There's good things that I want, right? I want to serve people. I want people close to me and my family to do well and to rejoice in your goodness. So I thought, Lord, I don't understand how I'm just supposed to get rid of these desires, to not want anything. But as I actually learned more about the psalm and read it a little more closely, I realized it really has nothing to do with our desires. The psalmist isn't saying, the Lord is my shepherd, so I don't desire anything anymore. Instead, the psalmist is saying, the Lord is my shepherd. He is the one that leads me and provides for me. And so I don't ever need to be afraid that I'll be lacking in anything. That I'll never be missing out on what I need. Because he will give me everything that I need. Right? The psalmist doesn't say, the Lord is my shepherd, so I get to walk around the dark valley of death. He says, even though I walk through the valley of death, I fear nothing. Why? For you are with me. You lead me to restful waters. It doesn't say, oh, I don't desire to rest and to receive your goodness. Instead, it says, when I need that rest, when I need to be restored, you are there for me. You're there to provide exactly what I need. Brothers and sisters, I think Jesus understood this even better than the psalmist. That he knew that God, our Heavenly Father, was his shepherd, was the one to lead him. And so regardless of the circumstance, regardless of what was happening around him, good or evil, whether his preaching was going well or if no one was listening to him, he said, I know that the Heavenly Father will give me what I need. And so I don't need to be afraid of anything. I don't need to be afraid that I might not have what it takes, that I will fail and God won't be able to accomplish his plan, because it's not really about me. It's about him doing things through me. So even if Jesus and the disciples were tired in today's gospel, they didn't need to worry about providing that rest for themselves, but instead they could say, all right, Almighty God, I see this great crowd in front of me that needs your teaching, that needs your love. So I know that you'll provide for me if I do your will. I know you'll give me what I need. That maybe I would prefer to go and take a rest and go be away from them for a little while. But it's not so much about what I want, but about what you can do, Heavenly Father. How you can provide for them and in turn provide for me. That Jesus knew that truth so well, that every moment he encountered in this life, he said, Heavenly Father, I can trust you more and more. I know that you will give me what I need. That it's not about me killing my desires or not wanting anything, but knowing that if I allow you to give me what I need, I will be lacking in nothing. Brothers and sisters, that's the path that Jesus wants to lead us on today. To show us that we too can be provided for by our Heavenly Father. That we too can have that same courage in his love for us, in the way he provides for us. But what we usually have to do is bring him some of our junk. Usually for us, we have to bring the things that we haven't trusted him with yet and say, God, I will trust you with my mess. That with my weaknesses, my failures, even the sins that I struggle with, maybe have struggled with for years, that, Lord, I'm actually going to leave those things behind and believe that you can give me what they have provided for me up to this point. That you can actually bring me that comfort in times of trial or sadness. That you can actually give me that endurance and that love to share with others, especially with my family and those that live closest to me. And instead of trusting in myself or in the things of the world, you will start to be my shepherd. You will be the one that provides and fills me up. Because brothers and sisters, the more and more that we do that, the more we become like Jesus. That we can live life with great courage, not afraid to walk into any situation, because we know from our own experience that God will provide for us. I think that's what the disciples see in Jesus, not only in today's gospel, but in the gospels we'll read for the next several Sundays. Or that the next 6 weeks we'll read through John chapter 6, also known as the Bread of Life Discourse, where Jesus teaches a large crowd after feeding them with physical bread that he is the bread of life, that he is going to give them a bread that they can eat that will sustain them to eternal life. And I think the apostles slowly start to understand through that teaching that that presence of Christ is the only thing that they will need. And when they go out on missionary journeys, when they're persecuted, when they're not sure if they're doing a good job or not, that they can come back and receive the Eucharist and say, Lord, this is all that I need. I don't need to go looking for that comfort or that love anywhere else, for you provide it for me every time here in the Eucharist. So brothers and sisters, as we prepare to celebrate this Eucharist, to receive our Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity in that blessed sacrament, let us bring to him those concerns, those areas that we need his love, those areas that we need him to be our shepherd, to provide what we need. And let us start today to have that confidence that Jesus had, to not be afraid that he won't give us what we need, to not be afraid that he might take away something that we want to hold on to, but instead to start to allow him to be our shepherd, to be the one that gives us everything that we need. Maybe not all the things that we want, maybe not giving us all our desires, but providing us with sustenance, providing us with that life-giving bread and that love of the Father that can get us through anything here on this earth and lead us to that blessed life. Lead us to a true union with our Heavenly Father, to overcome everything here on this earth and in the life to come in heaven.